This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As good a caller as we get during a week. It's just been platinum callers today. And we're going to continue that into the new year. And I'm going to have shows here that I do 5 days a week where we're going to take calls on top of this syndicated radio TV show. But for TV stations, radio stations to pick us up, there's going to be at least for radio 14, 15 minutes of ads. For TV, it's about 10 minutes. I'm going to do some there just for the internet. They'll also be available on satellite if stations want them. And, I'm going to go up to about 5 to 6 hours of broadcast a day in 2020. And that means on the ground, we're just, a lot of times too, we have the money to do stuff, but then it's spending the time to find where to spend it. And, do you have the people that will go out and actually take action? So this is such a critical 307 days right now. And then just even after that, it's going to be critical. Such an amazing time to be alive right now. And here we are in 2019 together. So, Jason, you were finishing up. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, so, I say to people, I'm like, the Chinese, when they had the Olympics, they didn't want it to rain on the day of the opening ceremonies. And I remember reading an article about that at the time, and they went into some detail, not a lot, about how they made sure that it didn't rain that day. You're talking about thousands of...
Yeah, they go on the news and say, Alex Jones is insane, everybody's insane, there's no chemtrailing. Then you turn on C-SPAN, they're giving total details at the CIA of how they control the weather, and yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I really do, because you're not bringing anything up but a real story. And I'll tell you, even some very, close-minded people on this topic, I can see them look at me and say, really? And I say, well, yeah, they were doing that back then. If they can do that, what's going on with the rest of the weather? If they can modify the climate to their liking, on one day, what else is going on? What's going on in the atmosphere? You combine that with all the nuclear testing and the HAARP and the spraying. To me, it's a no-brainer, but thank you for having me on, Alex.
Well, thank you, brother. And I think it's different strokes for different folks, or the old saying that different people make the world go round. I agree that the kind and gentle approach is great with a lot of people. They'll kind of agree with you at the minute, but then move on just because they're not really conscious. I think talking to people about their consciousness and about how studies show more and more people are at a near daydreaming state where they're not really awake, I think that's really, really important to do. And that's what I try to do as much as I can, is just get people out of the trance state and kind of hit them with the 2x4 and just point out, hey, you're being conned, you're being manipulated. And that's not a victimization. That's not to say you're a loser. Wouldn't you like to know about the real world going on? And wouldn't that be empowering? And, you're not supposed to know this. They're trying to keep you from stuff. Don't you want to know what you're not supposed to know about? And a lot of people have this selfishness. They think, well, if I don't know and I don't care, I'm having a better life. And that's really a very, very evil position to be in. And statistically, those are not very happy people. They get neurological disorders at a higher rate than other people, and their selfishness kills them. So laziness and selfishness kills you. It kills you. And so that's my message to people, is when they're smart-ass jackasses and mentally lazy, I get right in their face like a drill sergeant, and I tell them how the cow ate the cabbage. But as you said, it's also good to do it from the smooth position. And I don't think that's cowardly. I think however God leads you to do something is the way you should do it. As for me, full frontal assault, because I want to get people out of the trance. So if I'm kind of special ops and around doing things, You know, sure, I might get a lot done with some people, but I want the big spectacle of the full-on assault of the globalists. And then if I beat them, great. If I get blown up in the process, well, that makes a big light in the sky for everybody to come to the fight. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain, and I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. It's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar, a total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air, and only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Okay. I promise to really try to give you my view on the situation with the embassy being attacked. It's such a big deal in my view. And on the gun grabbing, and on the season of false flags, and how I know they're going to hit us because they've already hit us that way, and they're now pheromoning out the message. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take calls at the bottom of the hour, then I'm going to stop there. The number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 callers on the line. I'm going to try to get to at least all of those. And then if more are on the line, I will take those when I'm done covering those topics here in the fourth hour. Again, thank you all for joining us. Please don't forget that the biggest sales of our history are going on right now. And when these are over, we'll never have them this big again. Unless, I guess, we're totally having to shut down this operation. Because I'm selling out of even our best sellers in inventory so that I don't have inventory tax. Because the state of Texas has it. It's called a franchise tax. There's also a federal tax. It's a lot of money we don't have. So we're trying to sell out of almost everything. Here at the end of the year, we've done a pretty good job. But a lot of these items then are just super, super low. And a lot of them are going to sell out for months until new items come in. And then the biggest sale we're going to have off is 40%. Because when I offer 50% off on the new toothpaste, the whitening toothpaste, I mean, we're not making any money. We're making like 7% on it or something. When I offer Super Blue at 50% off, we're making like $2. And we're selling a ton of it. I mean, hey, 500 tubes of toothpaste today. But at sale, you're making like $3,000 or something. And that does not pay for infrastructure and crew and all the rest of it. So I'm not bitching. I didn't come to this as a business model. I'm like, hey, fluoride toothpaste is really bad for people. Colloidal silver, iodine, and tea tree oil is great. My dad's a dentist, and we can go out and get top firms to make it. But if I scaled up to millions of tubes, then I can get toothpaste made high quality for a buck a tube. You know, the stuff they make is like 20 cents a tube. It's total crap in it. But for us, it's scalability, selling tens of thousands of tubes. You know, it's costing us $3, $4, $5, depending on the toothpaste, $6 a tube, because it doesn't have fillers and crap in it. And then we're selling it to you, you know, for $19.95. Then we're discounting it normally to like $12. And, you know, then you're making $5, $6. It doesn't pay for things. And then if you discount to 50%, you're making $2, $3. It just doesn't float the boat. And I'm not bitching at you. It's just we can't go below 40% at our best sales next year when new stuff comes in. So the 50 to 75% off, the store-wide free shipping, the double Patriot points, I've never really done marketing. I just sell things that I know are great and that I like. And I had marketers come through and people explain to me and folks like Dr. Group, and they said, listen, when you always discount stuff 30, 40%, and then you do 50%, and then you do free shipping all the time, you're not Amazon with the scalability. You're making all this money, but you're not keeping any of it to pay for things. You have these huge numbers of, oh, $30 million of product sold, but you can't operate on $10 million with this infrastructure. Hell, the bandwidth's millions a year. And so, great job, folks. You're buying a ton of toothpaste. You're buying a lot of stuff, but We cannot continue to sell stuff where it's only making 20-30%. We've got to sell it where it's making 100%, which is normally low markup, to operate. And I know people that own businesses understand that. So I would take advantage of this sale right now. I'd stock up on things. And please, products you really like, sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off. Share it with friends and family. Please get them to use it. Please get them to be listeners. And I want to thank you all. I'm not bitching at you. I want to thank you. I'm just telling you that I don't want after the election to lay off a bunch of our crew, because there's bigger fights coming after that. I want to keep InfoWars in the game. And again, with all the attacks we're under and things that are going on that I won't spend time on, extra money is critical. And so I'm doing a lot of things to make sure that happens. We're not going to go anywhere. It's just I want to be effective. I want to see our reporters on the ground. I want to see those big game changers that trigger other people to take action continuing. So take advantage of the big sales right now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, plus there are amazing products you really need. All right, up next is Danny in Oregon. Danny, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you, man.
Good talking to you, brother.
It's been a heck of a time trying to get a hold of you, man.
Well, you're here, brother. Here it is.
Forces of evil did not want me to get a hold of you. I've been trying for weeks. So just want to say before I get into the point I wanted to make that I just recently got the 8-pack power stack.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I was on antidepressants. You know, I'd always been really against that stuff, and I got to a really low point, and, you know, I let them convince me that, hey, you know, it's worth a shot. And, I decided when I got the 8-pack power stack that I was going to drop the antidepressants and just trust in the, you know, natural formulas. And I'll be honest, for about 2 or 3 days, you know, I felt really tired. My head hurt a lot, but, once I got through that, about 2 or 3 days, felt just tremendously better, you know, just a miracle. So I want to thank you for that and let anybody
else. Well, listen, we'll get to your point, but sir, this is important, so elaborate on this. I don't know how all the physiology and how the metabolic things completely work, but that's what Dr. Group, when he was promoting iodine to me 8-9 years ago, and then we came out with the cleanest, best iodine out there from Deep Earth Crystals, X2, he explained, he said, listen, when you haven't had enough iodine, your body uses the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, from that whole family. And about 2-3 weeks into it, you're going to feel really toxic, really sluggish for 4 or 5 days on average. And he described what happened to my guts, what happened to my skin. It all happened. All this stuff started coming out. Let's just say, like an Ace Ventura, when he comes out of the bathroom, he's like, you know, don't go in there. That happened about 3 weeks in. Like he said, I felt like crap for almost a week. Then it was like when I've carried my kids on my shoulders up a big, long, like Mount Bonnell flight of stairs, you know, 200, 300 steps. When you take them off your shoulders, you feel like you're flying. And that was the feeling once I just got that key element, pushing the bad ones out and getting into my glands. It was incredible. So, yes, exactly. The first time I drank a bunch of spirulina, when I was in college, I was in good shape then. I felt horrible for a day or two, then felt great after. Because it's got so many vitamins and minerals that you never really had that actually get into your blood because it's brought in there, you know, via a biological vehicle. So I say I don't know about the science. I know quite a bit about it, but not as much as scientists themselves actually studying the very mechanisms. But I know the general systems of how it works. But absolutely, 8-pack power stack is 13 pills you take in the morning and the evening that covers everything. And yeah, when your body is using toxic things in its metabolic actions, because it'll use whatever it has, then when that good stuff comes in and pushes it out, that's why I've warned people that these products aren't fillers. These aren't jokes. X2, X3, 8-pack power stack. These are not games. So describe how long it took and what happened and what it felt like for us. And then we'll hold you over into your political stuff. But I want people to hear this, because this is exactly what happens with real things that people need.
Well, sure. So, it only took, I want to say When I got to the point where I was literally down to not having any of the antidepressants in my system anymore, that was when it really took a couple days. But, you know, of course, you know, that stuff is very, I mean, it's dangerous. I'm sad that I was ever on it. I'm glad that I'm getting off of it, or I'm off of it now.
Oh, the side effects are just unbelievable. Unbelievable of the antidepressants.
A bit cold turkey, it's very dangerous. So, I tapered myself down, but pretty quickly. And I just added in the 8-pack power stack. I take the X2 and X3, kind of interchange them, every other couple days just to get the different formulas and different types of iodine, formulas in my system. I've got the toothpaste that I've got the new whitening toothpaste, cutting out all fluoride. And, the combination, just trying to make as much of a healthy turn in my life, and I work out every day all at once, to me is always the fastest way to get turn things around if you're addicted to something or you're on some kind of...
So you're saying it was probably going off the antidepressants that made you feel like crap. I was just saying when I finally got really good vitamins and minerals and good elements into me that I hadn't had, I went through a detoxing phase, but it sounded like what you're saying is it was that you were going off of those and then it was the 8-pack power stack, other things that helped you transition off. And you're saying that you felt a lot better once you did do that?
Yeah, there was a good couple of days.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Set me free. Snowblind. I'm not saying Ozzy Osbourne's actually a devil worshiper. He's not. A lot of those guys get ordered to do all that Satanism crap, try to make money, then later they go back to God. Like the guy, most of the people at Metallica are Christians, Dave Mustaine's a Christian, and Megadeth. Almost all those guys are like scared to death of Satanism because they've been around it and they've seen it. But it's the producers and the bosses above them who are devil worshipers. Let me tell you. Like Mark Dice has told the story here on air, and it's a true story. I know the production company. They tried to hire me as well. They called him in. They said, you've got the show, big national show, with a famous rock star. I think Mark's even said the rock band. It was Motley Crue. About 10 years ago, they said, we just want you to pledge yourself to Lucifer. It wasn't Motley Crue doing this. It was the producer at the... arguably the largest reality TV show production network. Let's just say I was actually on a show with them. I was actually paid by them, but they didn't ask me to pledge myself to Lucifer or anything. But they did want me to get into some kooky stuff and then be the host of the show. I'll just say it was when Ventura wasn't going to do it anymore. They wanted me to do it, but be like kind of like Joe Rogan did a series that was kind of making fun of chemtrails and all that. That's when Joe kind of changed over. When he did that big series, that was a different production company, though. But it was the same company. But, yeah, folks from that called old Mark Dyson and said, just, you know, I want you to pledge yourself to Lucifer. In fact, a lot of those folks are so arrogant, they never even said keep a secret. Maybe I should just tell people more on air. It's pretty amazing. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Danny, what else was it you were going to add, my friend?
Hey, thanks for coming back to me, Alex. I like I said, I've been trying to get a hold of you for weeks, and I feel like, it's just persistence. I think the devil is really trying to put all of us down.
Well, you're on the air now, brother.
I just wanted to say that I would love to go to bat for you and for InfoWars. I live in Portland now, but I'm getting ready to, move out of the city. I feel like Lot being called out of Gomorrah and God's
telling me to get out. Yeah, just don't look back.
I don't want to look back, yeah. I'd put my 2 weeks in and head back to Austin today if you guys want me to. I got offered. I have a degree in public relations, and I currently am a service department manager. I work on computers. I've got a lot of different skills, but I've been trying to get together.
Well, have you sent a resume or an example to jobs at InfoWars?
I have. I think I got it in within about 10 minutes of the day you announced it. because I've been listening and waiting.
Well, brother, we will look at it, and I appreciate it. If you don't have three examples of your work as video work, explain that in there and then say what it is you think you could do. Because that's the way Rob screens people out, is if they don't follow the way he said, bring it in. But, yes, everybody should send your resumes. Whatever you're good at, let us know. We don't have a lot of money to deal with, but we're trying to hire more people. And that's what it comes down to. So thank you very much. All right. Let's go ahead and go to Jeremy, who disagrees. Jeremy, thank you. Calling from California.
Yeah, hey, man. I've been listening to you for quite some time, and it's a remarkable day when you and John Bolton are on the same page with regard to what's going on in Iraq. And, you know, it's like, I mean, Alex, what does Trump have to do to get you to, you know, maybe get indignant, mad at him? I mean, this is the same playbook that's been going on for a long time. He's been amassing troops in that region for this entire year. Now they're hitting critical mass. They're looking for an excuse to go in and hit Iran. Kushner is their link to Israel. I mean, come on, man. What's it going
to say? So it's okay for Iran to overrun and attack our embassy.
Oh, go ahead and repeat mainstream media talking points. You're doing exactly what...
Wait a minute. Are you... Okay, so you're saying that's fake video, CG, deep fake?
How do you know? Why don't you talk to Syrian girl? She's got a completely different take from the region than you do.
Well, I mean, here, don't get mad at me. I do have fake. Let's get Syrian girl on in the next few days. That's a great idea. We have Syrian girl on. Like, I don't know why we haven't gotten her on in a while. We need to get her on. And that's a great idea. But when an embassy gets attacked, we need to defend it. I don't call that war. And if they were able to capture and kidnap any of our personnel, then we'd have the same thing as 1979, and that would start a war with Iran. So let me ask you this, and I'm being serious. Are you saying nobody attacked the embassy?
Heck no, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that maybe Pompeo announcing that it was actually the U.S. that hit these guys over the last couple of days, people have maybe hit critical mass and say, you know what, you came in here, our birthday.
Well, Iran has been in a bunch of wars with Iraq, and the Shiites and Sunnis are trying to take over. And Trump, and we've said no more war, we're trying to end that policy. We're not trying to start a Middle Eastern war, a sectarian civil war like Obama was. And so I legitimately do think Trump is trying to have legitimate policy. I think he could be lied into a war, but this looks more like they're trying to get people captured to embarrass him like Jimmy Carter. What do you think?
I think that he has surrounded himself with Neocon Inc. I mean, come on. Look at who his national security advisor is. Look at who was. Look at who his secretary of state is and was. Look at what their outlook has been. And look at where Trump has put all his emphasis. Dude, we're being set up. Iran has been on the list for quite some time before Trump, but Trump is doing everything right now. There's no difference between him and a George W. Bush.
Well, here's what Trump just said. Iran killed an American contractor, wounding many. We strongly responded and always will. Now Iran is orchestrating an attack on the U.S. embassy in Iraq. They will be held fully responsible. In addition, we expect Iraq to use its forces to protect the embassy. And so notified. Trump came out the day after 9/11, and said he thought there were bombs in the buildings, and he said that it looked like a controlled demolition, and he's well known to tell people privately that, you know, he thinks it was a big setup. You judge a tree by its fruits. I don't think it's 9/11 here to have the embassy attacked, the main embassy, by Iran and by Hezbollah-backed groups, and I think that's a bad thing. I think Iran should not be testing the United States, because Iran is running proxy wars overseas. Well, I mean, I keep holding over callers. Come back and tell me, Jeremy, how you think I'm echoing what John Bolton is saying. Because listen, I'm against starting offensive wars, but Iran is its own kettle of fish, and it's running around like it's the boss in the Middle East, okay? In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020 is here, and despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle clarity and so much more, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil worshiping child molesters. And you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity.
and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Two segments left in my final broadcast of 2019. I'll try to go live some tonight at InfoWars.com with a live feed and ring in the new year with everybody, because it is a big deal, 2020. It's not the end of the decade. It's the last year of the decade starting, but it's just this war on knowledge, the war on calendars. It's an obsession of the Illuminati Jacobins. When you study them, they're obsessed with changing calendars and changing language and ending the family. The French Revolution was about that. And any real historian will tell you the left-hand path comes out of that and is occultic. We're literally fighting devil worshipers. And I want to explain that to atheists out there. If you're really an atheist because you don't believe in invisible things and you really don't like big fake churches, I get you 100%, and I don't dislike you. I don't think you're a bad person. I totally understand, okay? But you know the people up above you that teach it are devil worshipers. You understand they drink blood, right? I've seen it with my own two eyes, okay? When I was 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. Okay? And it was so freaky that I wouldn't even tell my parents about it. And I would just try to get away from it. And it's like at the end of The Lost Boys, they're just like, the grandpa shows up and it's like, man, I tell you, this town's always had too many vampires in it. And they're not physically living forever, but it's vampires, okay? And anybody that knows anything knows that. And I'm just here to tell you that I've seen it. I don't need to read about it in crime reports or FBI files. And they're trying to take over. And that's what's in the Finders, thousands of pages the FBI released about 2 months ago, is how Satanists were actively trying to take over towns all over the country. So you see the old Hollywood movies in the 50s and 60s and 70s where, you know, one of them was shot in Central Texas. I think it's like called Running from the Devil, or it's a really good old movie. I forget the exact name. Race with the Devil's the name. Look that up, guys. And they shot outside Austin, and they go over a hill at night, and they see a human sacrifice. They see a woman being willingly killed. And then the devil worshippers see him, and the whole rest of the movie is them running through the hill country from the devil worshippers. I tell you right now, there's real devil worshippers out there in the hill country, and top Democrats go out there, and they kill people. I know people that have been there. I know women that have been there. And I didn't just hear this from some crazy woman. I heard this from a woman 20 years ago, and I met another woman, told me the same damn story, and you wouldn't be told it unless you'd been there, believe me. It'll curl your hair, especially when you turn on TV and get to see some of the rock bands up there doing interviews. And that's just where I live here. You couldn't shake a stick where I grew up in Dallas without running into the devil worshipers. And KKK, oh my God. Let me tell you, real KKK and running around in white hoods. No. And they're into controlling people based on race, colliding blacks and whites together. It's not, these people are evil, man. I tell you. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right there. It's just that I harp on this because the spiritual battle is so clear. It's out in the open now, and people better make a decision. That's all I'm saying. But if you're an atheist, you're like, oh, well, sure, from an anthropological view, there's devil worshipers. But I'm telling you, that's their operating system. So whether you believe in the ethereal Satan or not, it's a real manifestation through people. Whatever the hell it is, it's real. And like I said, you know, the media doesn't even do it anymore when I bring up some of these things. They never attack me for what I really said. They always make stuff up. And they know I'm not BSing. I saw some stuff with these devil worshippers were pulling that unless they were spraying hallucinogens into the room and had, you know, holograms or something, and maybe that's what was going on. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Let me just tell you, I mean, I've seen some stuff right out of a movie repeatedly. And I wasn't on drugs when I saw it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Someday I might get into it, but let's just say this. I don't have fun going and seeing movies like It and going and seeing that stuff because that's all allegories. Stephen King's been led into these groups, obviously. And these are showing you what these towns are like and how people serve these people and what's really going on. And it needs to be resisted because they're hurting innocent people. They're targeting children. All right, let's go back. Jeremy, we could debate this all day. They're sending in U.S. Special Forces into Iraq. There's an escalation there. The Shiites are throwing their weight around all over Iraq, trying to take it over. Trump's trying to stop a civil war between Shiites and Sunnis. He's got to deal with Saudi Arabia. I know we fetishize Israel. Oh, Israel doesn't like Iran, too. They're not going to go away. They got hundreds of nuclear weapons. Trump is legitimately trying to stop a giant war, in my view, while trying to deal with the Chi-Coms that are the real threat, and the globalists are trying to stir things up in the Middle East to embarrass Trump. Now, that's my educated view on this. That's me as a pragmatist, not just supporting the president. I see what he's up against. What do you think?
I don't know. I think the word picture you just, drew is great. It sounds great. The problem is, though, is that doesn't appear to be the case. It appears that we're actually being, you know, led to be the fool. Once again, we're going to be sold a bill of goods. We're airstriking in Iraq because of a contractor, essentially a hired merc, a Blackwater guy, somebody that you actually would have said back before your relationship with Eric Prince, that you would have said, hey, these guys are...
I don't have a relationship with Eric Prince. Eric Prince has Frontier Services and works with the Chi-Coms. I know he helped expose some of the pedophile rings, and I only gave credit to where some of that information came from.
Well, okay, you've made it sound like there's a little bit more than that.
No, no. Well, you just misunderstood.
All right.
Sorry, I had a tooth break off. It's like a spike cutting my tongue. It's literally bleeding right now. It broke last night. It's just something I'm dealing with. That's why I keep having a list. Sir, if I do anything, it's just throw it all out there. I don't get good stuff from big contacts. I'm not involved in spooky groups. And those groups don't know anything. Most of those groups are all compartmentalized. Some of the most brainwashed people are in these intelligence agencies. I'm just a private individual doing research, okay?
Okay, but listen. So you and I would agree that the Saudis and the Israelis have it in for Iran. Would you not?
Yes, but just because Israel has some problems and the Saudi Arabians have problems doesn't mean that we're all kissy-faced with Iran and they're a bunch of little sweetsies.
Right, but you would also agree that our relationship with the Saudis, which there's been some stuff where we've been like, hey, Trump, seriously, you're going to keep this relationship tight? He keeps it going.
Because they chopped up some operative of the other Saudi group?
Right. We're not even getting into that. Just, dude, they just come in and there's all sorts of stuff they've infiltrated and they influence and the way that they have orchestrated things in the region. We're almost like...
Okay, so what is letting the Iranians attack the embassy do?
Okay, so what does it do? It allows, it gives a gateway to start some action.
But I'm saying the Iranians are really starting stuff, so we have to ask why are they doing that? Because they're working with the other set of diplomats from the deep state to actually embarrass Trump, and that's where the smart money is.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2% B2C business discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attack by the Hezbollah Iranian-backed militia and that whole crisis blowing up. And it's that the left is planning to try to trigger a civil war here and call the United Nations into the country. The globalists have positioned the UN as the world government, China as the muscle, both economically. This is a new story going up on Infowars.com as we speak. Tom Papert just called me with it. I'm going to get him booked right now to come on. With, of course, Owen Schroyer. And I'm going to continue on. I'm going to be on with Owen as well coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. It's the last live broadcast of the year, and so much is breaking. And I literally have a mobile dentist coming here to just cut this tooth off. So because I just have to do this real quick. And then because this tooth imploded and cracked and it's making me bleed and I just got to deal with it. So as soon as I've got that handled, I'm going to be back on the air here because this is ultra massive. This is going up on Infowars.com right now, NationalFile.com. This is official. New York UN office recruits paramilitary troops for disarmament and reintegration of U.S. civilians. Now, guys, print me, Infowars.com is the prefix when you search it. This is for listeners, too. And type in Obama military document, army document, re-education camps. It actually was in a 2010 document where Obama told the army, prepare to process Americans into re-education camps. That's not me calling it a re-education camp. That's the term used by the Pentagon in Obama's order, basically from the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment. And it talks about, that's right out of the Weatherman and Larry Graswald and the re-education camps. So in the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to be over there with Owen breaking all this down. He'll have the first hour. I want to call Tom Papert. Hell, I'll just call myself right now while I'm on air. We'll get him set up that way. Boom, make sure he's on. Go ahead and call him. This is so massive, but we knew this was coming. See, they just got to get it out in the open. Also print me the articles about Strong Cities Initiative, UN, to control U.S. police forces. But this is all part of the conditioning for during the Civil War they start, then the UN comes in.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, I got you live on air. I wanted to make sure this happened. Owen Schroyer's live with the War Room coming up. I want to co-host because I was already going to make this my main show today, the UN Chi-Com takeover, and then I got diverted off into this embassy situation and never got to it, but I promised to cover it, so that way I'll keep the promise. Can you come on with Owen in about 30 minutes, and then I'm going to come on right after that?
Absolutely, Alex. We'll be there.
All right, just tell listeners real quick a little bit about this massive story. This is from the UN. This isn't a theory. It's not something we're just saying. This is openly the UN recruiting troops for America. They're now having events in places like Utah, kicking citizens out off the streets, saying we own and control this now. We are sovereign. I mean, this is what they do all over the world. They've joined with the Chi-Coms and the Internet takeover. It's just incredible.
Well, Alex, it's baffling how upfront they're being with this. This literally comes from a UN recruitment website where they're trying to hire employees. And, of course, it's been up since November. Nobody has noticed this. We find it, and it says that they're hiring people with a paramilitary background for peacekeeping operations in UN member states. So, of course, that means 103 countries, including the United States of America. But it gets better. These people will be stationed in the New York office of the United Nations. So this is completely upfront, completely out where everybody can see it. You go to their website, it tells you exactly what the peacekeeping forces do. There is absolutely no way that they can try to hide what this is. And again, Alex, as you know, they do this all. They're so arrogant at this point. They do it in plain sight of every single person who could just go to the website and read what they're planning.
And of course, you integrate this in with the Strong Cities Initiative. You integrate this in with what Obama was trying, with the UN suing over us having borders at all. This is a big, big piece of the puzzle. Very, very important. Again, if we don't act like it's a big deal, no one else is alerted. So many times, if I go, oh, this video is important, people go watch it. If I go, oh, this is huge, people care. They just want to keep putting this out slowly and conditioning us. But this ties into the Chi-Com takeover and everything else. So you'll be on the War Room with Owen Schroyer at band.video and Infowars.com/show in about 30 minutes. He takes over in about 8-9 minutes at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Infowars.com/show, Newswars.com/show. That URL isn't as censored as much on Twitter and Facebook and places. So, folks, without you, this information will not get out. So, we're going to be breaking it all down here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to just continue on here tonight as well on the War Room with Owen Schroyer. That's Tom Papert of National File, and he's going to be co-hosting with us coming up with the War Room. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay. Look, I tried to get to everybody. I didn't even get to all this news. We took so many calls. But let's just try to jam a few of these in. But everybody's just got a 30 seconds, 40 seconds or so. Mark in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Not a problem. How you doing today, Mr. Jones?
Good, brother.
I just wanted to say real quick, it's kind of what you guys were talking about. I've been a long-time listener for 7 years. I'm definitely a diehard Trump fan. even before most of them became Trump fans. But people need to keep in mind that it's all biblical. Once the New World Order comes to fruition, the only reason why it hasn't come to fruition yet is because of the myth of Trump. And it's biblical for the one world government to rise up. It has to happen. It has to happen for the Antichrist.
No, I agree, but we've got to warn people so they don't then submit to it and take on its religion.
Absolutely. And with Barack Obama, people forget that he bought 12 deities. And he bought 12 guillotines. What was that, like 5 years ago, 4 years ago? The government, U.S. government bought up all the ammo then. It was in like 2014, 2013, something around then. They're going to be using that. People sleep on the left, and I mean, they're foot soldiers, Antifa, and the snowflakes out there. Those are their pawns. I mean, there's bigger pieces on the board that they're going to use for foot soldiers. People forget about all the gangs that come across the borders, the local gangs in the neighborhoods.
That's right. Everything is just desensitize us, break us down, flood us with fentanyl, kill millions of us, and then cause a race war. And then the UN is invited in by the Democrats, and they have a permanent civil war in the United States, declaring anybody that resists terrorists. And then we're in a civil war, which is what the Chi-Coms of the EU want. That's their plan to bring down America. Thank you so much, Mark. The Chi-Coms are in the news today saying disarm the American people. Stories up on Infowars.com. Chinese state media, gun ownership. Out of control in the U.S. Take our guns. Let's go ahead and go to Aaron in Kentucky. Aaron, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, the reason that, or the way that we're going to continue this movement after Trump is gone is because I'm not a person. The reason that we're going to continue, you've been private for 25 years, because it's about ideals, it's about liberty, it's about people, it's not about a person. We're grateful that Trump is a guy that's spearheading this right now and giving us a platform. He's helped to expose the fake news, the fake media that's out there. He's also helped to expose the deep state. Years ago, people were talking about the Illuminati. They were talking about the Freemasons to take over the government. But right now, the deep state, which is the same thing as all of those secret societies.
It's a permanent bureaucracy.
Absolutely, and it's now on the news every day. It's part of our daily talk because Trump.
And there's no going back to the globalists. They have been grievously wounded.
Absolutely, because once you have somebody like this that's helped to ignite a movement like this, and people have had a taste of freedom, and they realize that they're awake now, there's nothing that's going to be able to stop them from this. Nothing to make them go back.
I hear you. We're out of town, Aaron. Thank you for holding. You're awesome. Wild in Wisconsin. You say, how far down the rabbit hole are we? It's going to get exponentially crazy. We're at the bottom of the rabbit hole already. It's just how much will we be able to see? How much light will there be in the darkness? What do you think?
What do I think personally is I think we haven't even dipped our toes into it. I think it's a layered fractal. And though it may seem we get deeper, we know less and less. We're actually very shallow still. I think as we progress, you know, we have major chapters transitioning from the 90s to the 2000s with September 11th. And then now in the 2010s, you know, you've been very... correct.
You know what? Let's do this, Wild. And I mean, you're not going to hold. I'm going to go talk to Owen and say, hey, please go to their call, second segment. Wild, Andre, and Derek, we're going to your calls. I'll be back in 1 hour in there with Owen. And then Mike Adams is hosting part of the show tomorrow. And I'll be here for part of the show tomorrow as well. So live New Year's Day show. But Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show and on the radio and TV satellites for our TV and radio stations. He's about to take over with Tom Papert, and let's transfer those calls over to the other studio. Wild, stay there. I want to hear your view on the rabbit hole. All these callers have been amazing. We must get to every caller. Andre, Wild, Derek, Infowars.com/show. Everybody watching and listening, tell everyone you know, tune in now. That's how we create a chain reaction. God bless you all.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help. Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options,
options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.